Well, welcome back to Sports Day. Adam Papalia, Glenn Jakovich with you this evening. Jacko, we head into the Fremantle Dockers camp now and have a chat to one of their stars in Brennan Cox, who joins us on the line now. Brennan, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Great to have a chat to you, and welcome back to WA. I guess it was a bit of a different pre-season or Christmas break for you because with everything that happened in South Australia when you went home, you were stuck there for a little bit longer than you're intending, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a bloody well in the past 2 years. But, yeah, this pre-season was a bit tough being able to get back and train with the younger boys. But the boys that were stuck in SA, we got to work and I was going to be finally back with everyone else.
So you guys all trained together over there?
Yeah, there's about four of us stuck there. So we all met up on Monday, Wednesday and Friday and did a running session and football session. But it wasn't the same as getting out with all the other boys.
Brennan, Glenn Jakovich, welcome to the program and thanks for your time. Talking about pre-season training, we know how grueling it is, but obviously a little bit different for yourselves and all clubs with the restrictions. What training drills can you do with groups of 10?
You could do all your running and stuff like that, but then it's more like ball movement and working out of stoppages. And depending on your position, it's more based on what position you play, but you still get a fair bit of running done in drills and your skills as well.
You looked a rejuvenated group last year, obviously with Justin Longmuir coming in. What expectations amongst the player group have you got to try and carry that on, that momentum, into his second year?
We don't really have... obviously, our goal is to make finals, but we're sort of just living in pre-season right now and just putting in the work, and hopefully we'll see where it takes us. But yeah, the goal or the aspiration is to make finals, which is the same as any other team.
Has he tweaked part of your training program? Obviously, a lot of clubs will be looking at Fremantle's rise, but as the industry moves very quickly, you've got to evolve. What some of the things that Fremantle can improve on this year, you feel?
I think the main one, and it's been said all the time, is our money kick. Just in that leading forward or our entry in the forward 50. And also at times last year, our ball movement out of D50 was struggling a little bit. But yeah, that kick inside 50 was probably the one that was really hurting us.
You're into your fifth year, you've played 36 games. We've seen you at both ends of the ground. Where do you see your best football?
I think down back is where I feel most natural, and I think that's where I play my best football. But if JL wants me to go forward, then I'll happily go forward and do whatever the team needs me to do. But yeah, I think down back is where I'd like to stay.
You really took a big step up, in my opinion, last year. Brendan, what did you put that down to, and what goals have you set yourself for this upcoming season?
I put it definitely down to my preparation during the week. Eating a lot healthier, which I've slowly built through my career, and doing the ICs and stuff and training a bit harder and have a bit more purpose. So the preparation during the week put me in good stead during the game.
Brennan, like all codes, there's obviously variances that you've got to work with going forward with the COVID situation. How are you as a player group, and what resources do you get from the club and the league to adjust, because this year looks like it's going to be similar again. You're going to have to adjust as you move.
Yeah, everyone at the club is just looking at it as a positivity. We hate positivity and not taking it as a negative. So if something changes, we'll look to adapt, and everyone will come to the club ready to make those changes, and we're just ready to take it head on.
Have you got restrictions around what you can and can't do away from the club in terms of getting out in the, you know, in the community and going about your day-to-day life, or is it purely just the footy restrictions that are in place when you're in training?
Yeah, purely the footy restrictions. Over here in Perth, I've had no cases for a very long time. So, yeah, it's just the footy restrictions due to the Melbourne clubs and bit of fairness and stuff like that.
Exactly. That's why it just feels a bit strange, obviously, because we're all clear over here at the moment, which is fantastic, but you are just following what everybody else has to do, which is why you have to train in the groups of 10.
Yeah, that's what they said, and hopefully that doesn't last too long. I think I said a week or two, and then we'll be all back to normal, hopefully.
Brendan, what dialogue do you get from the Players Association? Are they keeping you up to date from, I guess, you being their them being your representative?
Yeah, they do Zoom calls all the time during the off season and emails, which, to be honest, I don't really check. But but yeah, they've been all over it, and yeah, Zoom calls and emails is
Did you get a chance to do anything else while you were back there in South Australia? Talk us through your off season.
No, I just spent a lot of time with mum and dad, and got to play a bit of golf. That's about it, really. Nothing exciting. Yeah, that's about it, really.
Brendan, before you blink, it's going to be March, and be getting ready for the real season. And let's just hope that it gets off to a good start. And what can the Fremantle supporters expect this year? Because they're certainly a very passionate group of supporters, and they feel that they can build and add on to last year's performances.
Yeah, well, it's building an add-on to what we produced last year, and hopefully improve and hopefully make finals, but got a lot of work to do before then.
Any? I know it's early, but any players that we should look out for that have really impressed at pre-season prior to Christmas and obviously now that you're back at it?
Oh, I've only been there one day, but I've heard licking your eyes, fine. But,
is that because he's your housemate?
Yeah, he's sitting next to me as we speak, so
well, I guess as the best and fairest winner, he should be flying and getting ready to go again.
Yeah, he's pointing himself on TV.
Does it feel a little bit different? Obviously, I know you've only been back for one day, but you've got so many other players that are still in quarantine and they can't be at the club when everyone else is at the club and they can only go on the field. Is it a strange dynamic?
Yeah, obviously COVID is always going to be a strange dynamic, but all the coaches are still there, and it's just good to be back, I guess, and training.
And you were training in the group with Nat Fyfe today. You've in the past have come up with some creative haircuts as well, but he rocked up with the undercut today. Can you talk us through that?
I don't know what he was thinking. No, I don't mind it. I think a little touch up, he might be all right.
Good stuff. All right, we'll let you get back to your housemate there, Luke. We'll give him another pump up on the radio as well, just for you. Appreciate your time, Brendan. We'll chat to you on the radio, I'm sure, again before the start of the season. All the best. But just finally, what do you make of the hot weather that's going to be here for the rest of the week? Are they really going to put you through your paces?
Oh, probably, but I hope not.
Brendan, enjoy pre-season. I'm really missing it for you.
Thank you.
Brendan Cox there from the Fremantle Dockers.